This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. As Colorado's housing crisis continues, some developers are trying to keep home building costs down and quality up. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports.
In a suburban neighborhood near the Denver International Airport, On2 Homes has built two-story factory-made houses on tiny lots. The goal? To give a chance to first-time home buyers who can't afford the median price of a house. In Denver, that costs more than $620,000. Here's the idea. Customers pick designs using virtual reality goggles. Contracts are signed. Once the houses are manufactured, they're shipped to the site and completed in a few months. Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Millions of birds are streaming into Colorado on their annual fall migration. Sarah Doxson of the Bird Conservancy of the Rockies says they come because they're hungry.
A lot of these songbirds, they are insect eaters. If they are spending their summers up in Canada and Alaska, in the winter, those insects go away, so they need to find somewhere else where they can have a plentiful food source.
Some of the birds will rest in Colorado for a while and move further south. Others will stay for the winter. This winter could see below average precipitation. That's because of the third La Nina winter in a row. La Nina tends to bring warmer and drier winters to the Front Range and eastern Colorado. Denver 7 meteorologist Mike Nelson explains that could mean more snow in the central mountains.
That favors Steamboat, Summit County, at the expense of, say, Crested Butte and Telluride. Not great news for the Southwest Mountains, not great news for the Colorado River.
For today, it's mostly sunny across the state, highs in the 80s along the Front Range, and a chance for rain tomorrow around Colorado Springs and in Denver. Grand Junction staying mostly sunny and highs in the mid-80s. This is CPR News and KRCC.